Last time you were in here, I asked you what you thought of the depth behind your starters. I guess I'll ask you again, since it's been 2 weeks. What do you think of the depth that you've built or been unable to build?
I'm really in the same place I was 2 weeks ago. We're trying to get better. We're trying to make sure that we are in a position that we have a number of guys that can go out here and win football games. So it really hasn't changed. You know, this is still preseason mode. I know we have one more game, and then once we get in that, we'll get in regular season mode, and now we'll be, you know, setting the roster ready to go win football games. So I'm exactly where I was 2 weeks ago.
Would you prefer that four or five guys have really grabbed the bull by the horn, so to speak, and really put their stamp on that stuff?
I would. I wish, and that's what I told them today, I wish somebody would make it easy and say, hey, I'm the guy. Nobody has. And so that's why we are where we are. I think we have quality players, but to say somebody separated themselves, Sam and D, I would say, have separated themselves. But outside of that, you know, we're looking for that fourth, fifth guy, and we'll go from there.
What are some of the traits that tell you as a coach which guys can play inside and outside, which ones need to stay outside, which ones only go inside? How do you sort of determine those things as a coach?
A lot of that starts in the meeting room. Once I start giving them the quizzes and the tests and start to understand what they understand football-wise, and then their skill sets. If you're a guy that can play outside and you can really hold vertical control and you're elite at that, I'm not going to really move you inside, because that's something that's very, very hard to do. And if you're a guy that understands passing routes, understands communicating with the linebacker, you have a great assertiveness about yourself, now you can go play inside at the star position. You're more of a above-the-shoulders type player. And so those are the things that we look at. And some guys can do both. Some guys can't. And some guys are better at inside than outside. But I give them all the opportunity to show me that they can do it. And then once they show me that they can or they can't, then I'll put them where I think they should will help the team.
What do you need to see Thursday among all those young guys battling for roster spots and positions and all that stuff?
I just want to see them compete. I want to see them compete, understand what we're doing, to show the ability to make plays, show the ability to play fast. This is a very important game. I'm maybe in the minority. I believe in the preseason, because it's the bottom half of your roster that makes a championship team, in my opinion. And that's what we're trying to solidify. We're trying to solidify. The year we won the Super Bowl, we had a number of guys. Was it 16 guys going injured reserve? Well, it was the bottom half of that roster that helped us win the Super Bowl. We get in that Super Bowl, Sam Shields go down, Charles Woodson goes down. We're in there with Patrick Lee and Jared Bush, and we win the Super Bowl with Jared Bush getting the interception, people playing big. Well, the bottom half of this roster has to show that they can play this week, and I'm excited to see it. I really am, because, you know, you never know who's going to really shine from there.
Earlier in camp, I asked you about the difference between D and Q, and you said you look at D as like a field player and Q is kind of a
vision player. Yeah.
I'm just curious, you know, as a coach, is it better to have one or the other, or is it better at least have sort of one of those sort of foundations to be able to make it in this league? I mean, how do you see that?
Well, you know, you don't have to have either one. You know, you can take Sam, and he's neither one of those. You know, you have to have something that's unique to them. Like, I showed them a video today about a guy saying, look in the mirror and love yourself, whoever you are and whatever you are, be that. And that's what I ask him to do. You know who you are and be that and love that. And that will make you successful. Don't try to be anybody else. You know, Ladarius doesn't need to try to do what Sam does. He can't do that. But Sam, at the same time, doesn't need to try to do what D does. You need to do what you do and be the best at it. And that's what I tell him.
Joe, we all see how demanding you are with your guys. Mm-hmm. What do you tell a guy like Robertson Daniel after a practice like today? You know, you always talk about how you want to see what these guys do against 12 and 87. You know, 12 kind of went after him a little bit on the left side.
And all of that's by design. You know, the thing that I don't think you all realize, I tell Aaron a lot of times, hey, I want to try this guy. I want to try this guy today. Now, today wasn't one of those days. Aaron just threw the ball up there. But Rob was in – those two plays that he got beat – now, the second one, I was upset with that because that should never happen. We were in a coverage that should never happen. The one that Jordy caught, the one-hand ball, we get back in the huddle and we go play. He was in phase. He was where he should be. Jordy made a great catch. Aaron made a great throw. When you make the offense work that kind of way, I don't get upset. When you allow the guy to get behind you in a coverage that you shouldn't get beat on, that bothers me. And so he knows that, and they all know that. There's no secrets in my room, okay? So I explain it to him, and we go out there and try to execute it the proper way. If you can't do it, somebody else will.
Joe, is this, you know, the fourth game of the preseason, they all know it's their last shot. The young guys, at least, who are fighting for the roster. Do you get something out of that? Do you see something? Do you take a lot out of the fact that to see how they react in this kind of a pressure situation, you know, with their jobs on the line?
Well, this is the NFL. Your job is on the line every week. You shouldn't feel comfortable making the 53. I wouldn't feel comfortable because – There are 31 other teams out there that things could happen. And so whenever you get comfortable in your position, that's when you're about to lose it. I never feel comfortable with my position. At the end of the year, I never know what's going to happen. And I feel like I'm a very good coach. But when you get comfortable, that's when you get complacent, and that's when you are looking for a job. And so I don't allow that with those guys in that room.
For that at all? Like, you know, is that something you sort of keep your eye on?
I don't allow it to even creep into the room. If I see it, I take it away right away. I don't allow that to get in the room.
Hey, Joe, where's Ladarius Gunter gotten better, and what steps does he still need to take to?
You know, Ladarius is the first thing. He's a pro. He's a lot like Tremont Williams in the fact that what you ask him to do, he does it that way. And that's why he's given himself the chance to play, okay? Are there things that he can get better at? Yes, but those are conversations that we have. And because I don't want anybody to be able to see this interview and say, okay, this is how we're going to attack him. But we definitely work very hard on his weaknesses, which we do with everybody in the room. But I will say that the guy is professional. Everything I've asked him to do, he's done, and I'm pleased with him.
In the past, you told us about your star system that you use to evaluate guys. With Aaron, you know, sitting out and getting rest, with Jordy not practicing a lot, with Brett being injured, did that influence the way you evaluate your own guys because there were so many of the top-end star guys not there?
No, it didn't. I still use the same system, and it was what it was. It was what it was. And at the end of the day, you know, the funny thing was, after the star system worked itself out, the room ranked itself pretty much how I saw it, you know. So I thought that was interesting.
Hey, Joe, kind of along the lines of nobody has ever arrived, you know. It's hard to pick out things with Sam Shields, but catching the football from time to time when the interception, I know in Oakland it happened, it just seems that there's a couple times when it hits his hands and there's an interception to be made and he doesn't make it. Is that an area where his game can still further develop, or am I just crazy?
No, I mean, we always want to catch the ball. That's one thing I think up until probably the Arizona game last year, Sam's done an extraordinary job. I mean, this is year 7 for him, I believe. So his first 6 years, I think he might have dropped 2 interceptions that I thought were catchable interceptions. This year he dropped a couple more, all right? Well, we're going to focus on that. But he's typically, up until this past season, if he got his hands on the ball, he caught it. And he can catch the flash of the ball. He's as good of deep ball interceptor as there is in the league. And so he works at it. I'm sure he's going to have a really good year this year. But if it hits our hands, we want to catch him. And so –